number 8, the poetically indomitable Mr. Rose Brock Russ.
Oh my god.
So I got my word of the day calendar today.
Nice. Hang on. Get rid of my gum. My name is Rose Drop Rust, and hi. I have new poems. I would, you know, because there's people I don't know here, I would do poems that weren't new, but, well, here they are. And so, first of all, I was talking to my sister, and she told me about bees. And then I heard about the memorial for bees yesterday. A memorial for bees. You might say it was another example of rampant Keep Portland weirdness. We are associated with over-the-top eco-hysteria, and that may be the result of our exceptionally clean water. Who scans the ground for dead insect carcasses anyway? But how does my sister's garden grow without these least pest-like beneficial gifts of Mother Nature? Einstein said, if the bee disappeared off the face of the earth, man would have 4 years left to live. Maybe it's just a memorial for humanity. Straining too much, I'm in envy of those who play, whose mission is fun, who find inspiration in exploration, the childlike abandon, no agenda other than laughter. Searching for the mere thrill of discovery, I must take myself so seriously and sit in awe of those without limits, for we are not small except in our lack of ability to expand. And I mime very well a box closing in. I need metaphor where all is revealed in what cannot be said in any other way. A rich widow, tragic and sorrowful, rebounding at 100 miles an hour, a cannonball in the pool, death has made her foolhardy, and like a wounded gazelle, she limps on the catwalk, modeling couture morning coats for predators. Applause only make her eyes shine tearful makeup. We are overcome equally with sympathy and jealousy. She lodges next to a crucial spot in the spine and threatens paralysis. You can't look away. What great television. All right, so a friend of mine told me she had lost her first lover. Recently, she tried to get a hold of him and looked him up and found that he had died in April. She was heartbroken. At some point, I was talking to her and she said he was the illegitimate son of Jim Morrison. Definitely got my attention. I want to be Jim Morrison and brood sensual, magnetic gravitas, significant in scowl, stance like a toreador, joust without armor, the bull of convention like a mythic dragon. I would throw myself in drunken poet fit without deserving it, thumbing my nose at moral codes, rubbing my belly, my own personal fat stoned Buddha, and sing for you, not knowing how well. Words so direct and phosphorescent as to light water on fire in sparkles out my ass. I want to be Jim Morrison just to make love to you.
Thank you. for the FDA, make minimum wage and breathe harsh chemicals and look identical, and Amy Fisher's getting wet, looking terrible for an alien. JonBenet, I killed her dead with my deadbeat dad's straight razor blade and tube sock singing on delay. And I'm afraid of the natural world and what happened in the 96 Columbia flood. And Free Willy says that God put the river water over our heads to make sure that we never understand what he says.
It's weird getting used to the microphone, or I don't know, it's still, I guess, the voice levels are kind of weird, so it's just kind of, all right, so.
Is entitled Jesus Poem. Don't worry. Jesus, baby Jesus, got himself stolen from a creche in Mexico. This resort is all-inclusive, apparently. I do not engage in black and white-collar crime. The room service here mostly is what keeps me honest. Two chocolates on the bed keeps the Lord out. I don't resort to garlic. But what I will do is sit in a hammock, while two large, willing breasts sip vodka sodas. I wave at them, smiling. I can sit here, smelling honey flowers and brine. I can sit here, Mexican singers of American pop classics. I can sit here, unstolen, firmly crushed. That's it. This one requires a little bit of background. This was after being subjected to a certain quantity of soapboxing. I sat there quietly at Mojo's Art Music Experience, the den of, apparently, every great name in music, listening to this guy, trying to be Kurt Cobain very hard, minus shotgun or skill with guitar, or guitar for that matter. The hair is the easy part, and everyone wants a revolution. Bourgeoisie, though, I think in America, and it's America I sadly am, it's the man. I sat there listening to Kurt crying out for meaning. He hated women who weren't around him, I guess, for not contemplating meaning. Probably best discovered oozing from the tip, Ayn Rand's fountainhead was never this guy's cock. And I'm thinking, fuck you for judging us with your apparently discovered meaning, as if you knew, as if it mattered anyways. Meaning always seems to be behind so much bullshit anyways. I imagine a zit, with meaning that ego Kurt Cobain hair ingrown, twisting in and in and in and in and in on itself, breaking out in a rash so bad he can't get any. Come on, space monkey, pop that shit. Ooze out of your skin for a bit and leave the rest of us motherfuckers alone for a while. Alright, this was an old one. This girl at Second Cup, shy. Second Cup is a coffee place in Canada. This girl at Second Cup, shy and alone and cute, like any good Second Cup girl, asked her out, thinking of her on her knees. And it isn't enough to desire. I could have promised to kiss her. You can't just want something hard enough if she closed her eyes. It's got to hurt. Got to cut. Make me so deep and so deft and so wry, so twisted and sly, so much like a river, so swell. In the midst of everything going deep current on me, I'm, wait. I just wanted a mocha. God damn it. And what I want to do is kiss you. And wash you down like a lie swallowed deep throat. Wash your lips out, twist in your belly, my tongue too long for euphemisms. I want to lick you dry and lie you wet again, stick my tributaries out and flood all over the place. That'll be $4.50. Did you want whip?
Falling through a glass tunnel into the pit below. Continuous falling, forever and on, and when all is stopped at rest, the hand turns the hourglass, and falling begins again. Eternity. Right. All right, I was diagnosed a couple years ago with Asperger's syndrome. It's now considered just autism, so here's a little poem I wrote about it. I have Asperger's. No, I'm not retarded. I'm not simple-minded. I'm autistic. I have Asperger's. Being creative does not mean I'm a delinquent just because I think outside the box. I exist outside the box. I have Asperger's. I'm not a child, so don't treat me like one, just because you don't understand me. I have Asperger's. No, I'm not having a temper tantrum. I'm having a full-blown fucking meltdown. So please, respect my need for peace and quiet and time to unwind. I have Asperger's. I don't like looking people in the eye. So what? It makes me uncomfortable. I have Asperger's. I like to collect Star Wars figures and Patrick Swayze memorabilia. So what? I'm a nerd and I don't care. I have Asperger's. No, I'm not trying to get attention with my rocking and flapping hands. I'm just stimming. It makes me feel comfortable and at ease in difficult situations. I have Asperger's. So what if I'm not a social butterfly? I prefer a close circle of good friends who are trustworthy, reliable, and who understand me over 1,000 Facebook friends any day. I have Asperger's. Do not call me when Jeopardy is on. I will not answer the phone. Thank you.
One of my oldest friends is dying of, first he had AIDS medications, and now he's got Parkinson's medication. His name is John Gogol, and he's one of the greatest intellectuals I've ever known. Native American Basketry magazine, and I don't know whether this crowd is up to it, but I'm going to pull out a rock, and then I'm going to read a... I grew up on the Clackamas River. This came from the... Hold on. Anyway, I'm going to do this on the Clackamas River. Come on. Big rock. So, I want you to... You taught me about this. Now, everyone, I want you to hold this rock. This is a primitive tool from 1,000 years ago. Okay? They ground acorns. They did all that. But what I want you to look about is the smoke on it, and I want you to hold it like that. Pass it around. Put your thumb right where primitive tool. Okay. And do you see the smoke, the salmon oil on it? Salmon oil on it. You see it? Pass it around. Just enjoy it. That's 1,000-year-old rock. Yeah. And I have other rocks. Actually, I love him so much, and I possibly a little more emotional than I should be, but he gave me a rock that is, put your thumb on the notch there. I'm going to do this quickly. And I grew up on High Rocks, Clackamas River, but I'll tell you something, nobody can have it. I own it. So who knows what an atlatl is? Use your brain. Atlatl? Well, it's an atlatl with a mammoth sculpture. It's probably one of the oldest sculpture in North America, because the guy who sculptured it was killing a mammoth 9,000 years ago. I own it. It's mine. I own the death of my friend. Do you understand that? I will hold him in my arms. So anyway, I was over there today with a doctor. I hate, they're stupid people, but. Anyway, there's a rock on the Clackamas River. They used to call it Monkey Rock. I don't have my glasses. I don't need my glasses. I did this in 94, but there's a crack where the last light on the Clackamas River, where the Clackamas Indians lived, it's in late September and you get the last light on the river. So I love summertime. This heat does not bother me. I love beautiful boys and girls being suntanned. But anyway, I did this in 1994. Last summer, next summer, and forevermore, in the seasons of our life, there are only so many summers. So kiss each one with scintillant rapture. Synapses on fire with joy and desire. Last summer I loved you, and the summer before. Every summer I love you till the end of time. Even as the youth swims naked in the river, chilly autumn temperature makes the water cold. I love each summertime as if it were my last. And 'tis true, each one comes to a close. Each burns one time and no more. Just as that youth grows old and dies, other boys will swim in the same river on a halcyon sunny summer day. Now, let me just go a little longer here. I'll be 72, July 4th. That's my birthday. This is a great venue. I love all of you. Just relax, okay? I'm in control of myself. I started to add a last line and then crossed it out. Someday Eros himself will quit telling lies. Okay, if you love somebody, it's a lie. But anyway, let's not worry about it. It's more a thought deriving from the experience each year in Oregon, feeling the water chill at the Clackamas River, which day will be my last summer swim. Well, I'll be 72 on July 4th, so I've already had it. Before the water's too cold, the weather's no longer sunny, the slant of the sun too low to warm the body or dry one's skin. I actually experience this on a daily basis at the end days in September, counted off. By the first day in October, the Clackamas is too cold, or the air around it is right at the black steel bridge in Gladstone. That's called High Rocks. Go there and swim. You guys better enjoy it. You got 30 more days. But you know. Actually, I'm going to stop with that. And I want to tell you. Native people had to feel the landscape, know the sun slant of the landscape.
You got 2 minutes left,
Paul. I got 2 minutes left, and I will take care of it. So I'll tell you, May of 909, and High Rocks, they have a, okay, I'll just do it. The sacrifice. In midday near Monkey Rock, under the Black Bridge near High Rocks, the river is swollen with snow melt and moving fast. A tall guy with a ponytail and his daughter tells me a 24-year-old drowned last week. I tried to save him, unquote. She has her toes in the icy water, which is moving fast as a freight train downstream. Quote, a boy and a girl jumped in after him. This happens at High Rocks all the time. No lifeguard yet. Fortunately, the sheriff's boat rescued them. I respond. It happens every other year or so. Because the water is so cold, they haven't learned to swim yet in the summer. We observers of the cottonwood and the log. No, we had a 1,000-pound of high water. Did they ever find his body? This is the end of it. No. He nods his head. It probably went all the way to the Pacific Ocean. When will they learn, I wonder? The Clackamas River almost drowns them for the fun of it. We feed the mallard ducks crackers. That's the end of the poem. And I get done. I'm an Oregonian. Take care of your landscape.
Hi, I'm Patrick Bocard. I'm originally from New York. So this weather is, or was at one time, nothing to me, because imagine 90 to 95 degrees and it's about to rain, and it doesn't in August. But I'm a wuss now. So I'm not down with any of the heat. So these are my poems, two poems to stop global warming. I am the god of snow. Your chains lie useless against me. Rain city shall fall behind schedule under my light load. Watch 4x4s thrown asunder by my wheel fraying power. Behind you, before you, everywhere you drive, fall the silent flakes of death. My spirit winters Portland. No one shall work. One cubic centimeter in victory. This stalled economy is mine. The heat death of the universe begins at home. Omzi spots an icicle forming in our bedroom window and sends a SWAT team to survey the next ice age. Spider webs crack at my wrist windshields. Our cat freezes to death in mid-meow. My housemates and I swim ecstatic over a minuscule heating bill. Our smiles flash freeze into place when we unplug the refrigerator and let all that warm air escape the freezer. Friends' voices crystallize over the phone. U.S. West is speechless. Living room air crackles whenever people pass through it. A glacier climbs the roof and puts out the sun at the center of the universe. Our landlord, Lucifer, creaks open the basement door. She turns the thermostat up, but it breaks in her six-fingered grip.
All right, we are now into the wait list, and we have three people. So number 14 is Daniel and Brad. I'm gonna come on up here, but we have 14 minutes left before we have to go, so. If we cannot use the entire 7 minutes, that might be helpful.
All right. These are just some songs I wanted to sing. Actually, they're just some maybe undiscovered covers you might have never heard of before, but we just wanted to sing. Thank you.
Listen, can I put a cover
right there? We got about 3 minutes.
Okay,
well, yeah, let's get somebody else 3 minutes. Okay. All right, number 15, Cunning Wolves. Let's hope your bite's not as bad as the bark.
Cunning Wolves, dude.
Cunning Wolves, that's number 15.
Where
are they? Oh, there they are. Oh, the band name. I thought it was a state. All right,
come on. Let's get the one quick. Yeah, one quick one.
So, we're Cunning Wolves. And this song is called DNA Volume. It stands for Do Not Adjust Volume, but we're not going to adjust anything. Thank you.
It feels good to remember people's names, you know, and to know them yourself. Do that. Remember people's names. Cunning Wolves.
All right, well, we're down to our last performer. I can't believe we did it. Number 16, Lava Lake Trout.
Lava Lake Trout. The troll beneath the bridge. A long time ago, right here, very close to this place, the changes were setting in. The rain speaking the words that bring the changes. All things are rain, it says. All things exist only in infinite raindrops, which falling are the walls of this space, the only dry place under the bridge. His only companion is a dragon, roaring in from the rain, chaos pounding the earth, screaming back to the void. Because it is made of fire, it can live between the raindrops, be and not be. And when the changes are complete, no turning back, the troll can feed on lost Christians who pause too long at the railing above when they know they should hurry home. And the dragon will take their souls, and the rain will dissolve them. Beware the troll beneath the bridge.
Wow, we did it. We got everybody fit in with enough time left over. Hey, Daniel and Brad, was that the name of the two guys? Are they still here? They already left. Oh, okay. I was going to invite them to do something next week because they were so good about letting somebody else go on. But okay, well, I want to thank everybody for showing up here. It was a really great night. There was a great mix of music and the poetry. I always love it when it works like that and it's not all glommed together in one area. So that was great. It was a great show. The podcast should be available for listening in probably about 3 weeks, give or take. And it'll be at showandtellgallery.org. And I encourage you to come back next Monday. Thank you very much. Have a good night.